We don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade Talk
Radio. Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis. I'm here on fabulous Renegade Talk Radio. That is our new place to be now. And I am here. Oh, my goodness. Richie's here hanging. Say hi. Just say hi.
Hello.
Okay. Thank you. And I am here with some old friends. Oh, my God. Dr. Beth. You know what? Dr. Beth Fisher. Yay! I wish I had my sound things with a clapping and applauding because I'd do it. When was the last time you were on Hemp Radio?
That would have been May the 2nd. You know, it would have been May the 2nd, 2013.
Or 12.
2013.
Wow. 5 years.
Yes.
And... yes. You didn't call. You didn't write. You little
terrible.
Bitch.
I was
nothing.
Terrible.
Oh, you were terrible.
So I'm like the worst.
She reached
ever.
Out and said, "Hey, I'm in Vegas. When are you coming next?" And that's how it was. Great. It was like I loved it. Thank
yes.
you for connecting.
Yes.
Well, she is into. She has a woman-owned company, and it. What is it called? Chill Powder.
Chill Powder.
I'm so excited. I love the name. I love Chill Powder. And introduce us to your fabulous husband.
Thank you. My fabulous husband on the right is Mr. Stuart Gus, also known as MMJ Muse. He has been a grower for almost a little bit over 50 years.
Wait a minute. He doesn't look that old. Why are you saying that?
Well,
he looks like a young schoolboy.
He started growing when he was three.
Three.
My mother placed me into indentured servitude.
Wait a minute. Did you come from a family of growers?
No, I didn't, but I've started a tradition.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And wait a minute. Who's this handsome man in the suit?
The handsome.
I didn't think you knew anybody that wore suits.
Yes, sometimes I do change clothes. But to my left is Mr. Stephen Mack, who is proud to present in the next few weeks.
This wait, we're launching something. This is
there
this hasn't
go.
Been heard on the waves yet. Right, Richie? Come on.
Great. Well, Mr. Stephen Mack is the proud owner of Nevada Powders and soon to be in rec stores soon, soon, soon.
Okay, so tell me what Chill Powder is. Who wants to give me the most information?
I'll give you nothing. Except that it's...
I want the recipe, babe.
No way.
I saw it.
No way.
I tried it. I
yeah.
love it.
It makes you
I
feel
want more,
good.
More, 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 more.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Tell me about it. How did you discover it?
Dumb luck. Gift of God.
I
from
love
the
it.
Aliens.
I love it.
What?
Well,
yes,
well, don't,
yes.
Don't get too crazy, okay?
I won't.
We
I
already
won't.
Had a crazy here today.
Oh, we won't. In any case, you know I'm not going to tell you, so I'm just trying to be nice.
I know, I know.
Yes. Well, Patty, it's odorless, tasteless.
I
can drop
it
in everything. You have it in front of you. Just go ahead and you can put it in drinks and food. And now I'm to the point where I just take a little bit and put it underneath my tongue, and within 60 to 90 seconds, I'm feeling no pain.
Now, is it an indica or a sativa?
Well, that's the beauty of it. We are fabricators.
Because that's what people say. You know, people always say that. I don't really care because it's all the same to me. I just love good pot.
Yes, yes. We are fabricators. Stephen with Nevada Powders comes in, arranges, talks to the oil providers, and we're out there. We're going to come and see you.
I love
it. Makes the powder right then, right on site, and then leaves. It's wonderful.
Wow. Now, let's talk with Stephen a moment. You are a Las Vegas resident.
I am.
Full-time? I mean...
Full-time, yeah.
Born
full-time.
In... No, I didn't mean that. I'm like...
I work full-time.
Listen, this is my third show today, and probably the fifth joint I've spoke, so I'm not... No, I'm just... I'm kind of fucked up. Anyway...
took you all day to get to five.
Anyway, you are. When did you get involved with cannabis?
Oh,
wait, something's
well,
rubbing.
Hold on, just a second. Oh, sorry.
Okay,
that would
thank
be me.
You. Thank you.
I was rubbing. Sorry.
Okay, you can do that later, sweetheart. Go ahead, Stephen.
So, well, I mean, my touch with cannabis really, everybody did a little bit, right? When they were in
I've done
high
it
school.
All my, yeah, no, I didn't.
Yeah, and then I stopped doing it for a long time.
College.
I didn't do any college. I didn't do any after college. I became an attorney. I didn't do it for a long time as an attorney, and then I was a part-time judge for almost 19 years. So
in Las Vegas?
Uh-huh. So I didn't do it then either.
Judge Mack, right. Were you on TV? Did you have a TV show?
Almost. Actually.
I love it.
Actually, very close. Yeah. It's in the can. No, it's somewhere in the can.
Hey, we'll get it out of that can, honey.
I know. At any rate, it's in Chicago somewhere. I don't know. So... yeah, really, actually. But about 3 years ago, after I stopped being a judge, retiring from doing that.
This is amazing. You go from judge to cannabis. I love you
right.
already.
Well, our firm, my firm, Black and Labello, that I'm at, we are one of the leading law firms for putting forth people's applications to get their
NMJ you're a
licenses and all
oh,
that stuff.
Oh, so. You work, you're in cannabis law.
Correct.
I love that.
And
I
felt
know that.
It was a necessity for me to do market research in order
yes.
to actually understand
yes.
what, you know, what everybody's doing here. So, yeah, I started taking it up again. And I haven't stopped. So, and obviously, you know, I don't have a problem with my employer because that's what we do. Right? I don't want to say we smoke pot because we don't do that, but we do the applications and stuff. So,
but you
so
know,
it's not
you know
a,
all the who's who
employer.
In cannabis in Nevada.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Yeah.
So I was at a Sensei event and looking around and ran into Stuart actually at the event.
And when was this? Recently? I mean,
yeah,
did you
it was
guys
the recent,
just hook up?
It was during the convention, convention when I was here.
Oh, okay.
It was just this past fall during the MMJ BizCon, and Sensei Magazine had an event called Shanghai Nights, and they asked us to represent Seattle. And so we came down with our new powders, and we were received really, really very well, and we're really grateful that we were able to form a strategic partnership with Stephen Mack.
That is so. I mean, is he like a big deal? Should I know something?
Well, you know what?
I mean, I don't know
no,
who
no.
he is.
I didn't know.
All I know is a handsome man walked into my studio, and I'm saying, "Whoa!"
You know what? I didn't know Stephen from anybody.
Okay.
And the fact of the matter is, we were inundated with people who were curious about chill
sure.
powder, and they wanted
sure.
to find out about it, and but we did take a moment to speak, and he handed me his card, and we followed up, and it's been a very, very great experience.
I am so excited. I love Dr. Beth.
Well, you know
and
what?
I know what a good person she is, and I know how hard she works, and I'm so glad she met you. Got you. And, you know, this sounds so... I'm so excited
she
about this.
She has been working 18 hours a day. We both have for the last year
on this product. Is she making that stupid soup?
And, well, she still is, yes. But it's now got chill powder in it.
Oh,
and you know what? Yeah, everybody can go out and buy weed, but nobody can smoke it. If you smoke it in your car, you get a DUI. If you smoke it in your hotel, you're going to get kicked to the curb or charged an extra $250 for your room. It's ironic that they've legalized weed and yet you can't smoke it anywhere in your house. So we created this powder that we can add to spaghetti sauce,
oh my
to
God.
Wine, to beer, to lemonade, and we can turn anything
oh, that
virtually
is so
into
fabulous.
An edible. And you don't have to eat a brownie that's been sitting on a shelf
up,
in a dispensary for 2 weeks after
oh, no,
it's been in
sell.
A warehouse for a week. You can instead just put this into your batter, put in your icing, put it in any kind of sauce, and you've got an edible right then and there.
And I just want to say, Patty, you make the best brownies. I just told Stuart that on the way over.
Did I get the hook? Did you give me the hook? Are we done? Is this like, is this our third quarter? Or, this is our first.
We're in our first.
I told you I smoked 5 joints today. Anyway, we're going to take a short break and then we're going to be right back with my fabulous buds.
Stick this in your ear.
The number one internet shock radio network.
Shock me, shock me, shock me with that deviant behavior.
Renegade Talk Radio.
I am so ready. I love that song. Oh my God, is that the song you play? I love that song so much. Hey, welcome back to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, and I am here with my fabulous buds, Dr. Beth, Stuart, and Stephen Mack. Right?
That's correct.
I can't believe I remembered all that. I'm so excited. Good. Hey, we have this fabulous new product. I'm so excited. I did it. Can you tell? I mean, it's past my bedtime. I'm wide awake. Anyway, it's called Chill. And I love when he said that. Is that your tagline, Just Chillin'?
Chill.
Just Chill.
Just for Chill.
Chill powder. Chill. And our tagline is Just Chill.
Just Chill. Hey, Stephen, tell us something. Beth wasn't going to share anything. But you're the legal guy. You know what you can share and what you can't share.
Well, I can tell you a few things. One is, so I like the product so much when I ran into Stuart and tried it, that I bought the license from them for 3 states to begin with. That's Nevada, Colorado, and California. And so we're trying to make a start here in Nevada. Actually, my sales manager's in Colorado at the Seed to Sale show right now.
Oh, fabulous.
And we have had a lot of interest there. Our powder is really unique because it is a non-encapsulated powder, which means it is just a pure, super, super light powder.
So what do you do? I mean, do you just like, it kind of looks like cocaine.
Right? If you even go back to a little bit older days, it might look like heroin too.
My drug of choice.
But it's, right? But
or flour,
right?
You know.
It's closer to flour, I would say, in its consistency. It's very, very, very light and very white, right? So there's no smell and no flavor, which is really cool. Now, encapsulated versus non-encapsulated. When I go into a production, when we go into a production company, we go and we actually convert the oil to a powder. So we take.
How do you do that?
That's the secret, which I can't tell you.
I'm going to have to blow you for it, right? No, that was a joke.
Still wouldn't do it, but you can try.
It was a joke. I had to say a joke. Rich, was that bad?
Remember, it's Renegade, man. You can say whatever you want.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Well,
okay, I'm sorry.
That's why I said you can try. But
is he offended now? He's not going to be.
No,
my
absolutely okay. Not. No,
I'm not offended.
Go ahead.
I was waiting. So it wasn't going to work, but let you try.
Right, right. Hey.
So, anyway, I don't remember where we were at, but it's nearly tasteless and nearly odorless, which is really awesome. If you've ever tried anything that calls itself a powder, you'll see it's kind of granular. There's usually a bad smell and or a bad. Really bad taste to it, and leaves usually a film and stuff in your mouth. But how much do you know how much to take? Well, we dose it out. I'll tell you exactly how we know, because every oil is different that we use. Some of it is a little stronger, some is a little less. We have figured out in our process where we're at, and basically a third of a teaspoon of our powder is 10 milligrams. So it takes very little to get to the 10 milligram part, right? And just to give you an idea of weight-wise, what we're talking, I mean, because this kind of puts it in perspective. We saw another product that's more of a granular product, and we think was probably made from a slurry that takes 7 to 10 days. They dry it, they grind up, and create a powder. And it's really an encapsulated product, which means it has a polymer encapsulation to it. It's different.
Or cellulose.
Or cellulose, right. Mm-hmm. So something that encapsulates each of the grains of powder, and it kind of makes it grainy. Ours is really, really fine powder. But to give you an idea, the weight of that was 2 ounces for 100 milligrams, which is around 56 grams, right? An ounce is 28 grams.
I wasn't good in math.
But let's just figure 56 grams is what theirs takes to get you to 100 milligrams of the product, okay, of THC. Ours does the same thing in 1.6 grams. So I don't know if you can figure out what the difference of that is, but 56 grams versus 1.6 grams.
Yours is stronger.
Ours isn't just stronger. It's not that
it's
stronger.
Concentrated considerably.
That's what I meant. But it's a higher concentration.
But
right?
Beyond that, it's actually fluffy powder.
Yes.
So it doesn't weigh much.
And it has it's really interesting because there's no taste, there's no smell. It's amazing.
There's a few other things it is.
And it feels
or
good.
Or isn't. It's vegan. It has no gluten in it. It's gluten-free. Very little carbs, if any. And we can't say organic because we put THC in it, but it is all natural.
I beg your pardon. THC is organic.
Well, no.
Pot's organic.
No. Not necessarily. It depends on how it's grown. And because it's
snob. So I want organic.
Right. But here's the deal. Yeah. You can never say organic.
We all do.
And the reason is organic is an FDA nomenclature, right? So FDA is federal government. Federal government does not recognize the right to have legal pot.
The federal association?
You can't use organic. You can say natural, though. It's a natural product. So it's really kind of a very, very unique product, but one-third teaspoon is all it takes. So you can imagine, like, in the morning when you get up in the morning, have your tea or your coffee, you just take a third teaspoon, just swirl it in your coffee, it disappears, and now your coffee is inedible. Take it, sprinkle it on your spaghetti sauce. Spaghetti sauce is now inedible. And because it has virtually no taste, sorry,
nothing,
I'm not going to let you
right.
talk. But it virtually no taste or smell. Now when you use it, it's decarbed, by the way, too. I can't pronounce the word decarboxylated.
Yeah, the oil comes to us decarboxylated.
Right.
And there's nothing in our process that reverses that. So as a matter of fact, it's pure. And we've condensed it to the point where people can use it medicinally and they can use it sublingually. You take a little bit under the tongue and you will feel its effects within 90 to 120 seconds. It gets into the bloodstream rapidly. And for medical patients, that's an important aspect of it.
Right, when you try to dose out and you don't, if you have to wait an hour and a half to figure out what the edible is going to do, it doesn't really help you very much.
No, right.
So
right.
in this particular
so
case, too.
So does this stay in your body? I mean, when you take this, it's like doing an edible, goes in through your body. It's not like pot when it goes to your head.
Correct. It's a body high. So, so when you use it in a recipe now, you don't have to add things in your recipe to try and get rid of the pot smell or taste.
Right.
Because it doesn't have any.
How would I know how much to put? Like, I know how much pot to... I make my own butter.
Right.
I know how much pot to how much... The ratio of butter to pot. How would I know?
Because so you just have to figure out your recipes. Like, for instance, if you want 10 cookies... And you want each cookie to be 10 milligrams,
right,
then you're
going to
take 100 milligrams of the powder and put it in your recipe.
In the batter.
And you put it into the dry mix and mix it really well, just like you would. And it disperses evenly because it's a powder. It's not, it doesn't ball up. It's not going to stick in one spot like a liquid would. Plus, you can microdose. You know, with liquids, the smallest you can go is a drop. And depending on the dropper, it may be different. Whereas with this powder, you can microdose down to whatever you need.
Okay, I have a great question. What about CBD powder?
Well,
yes.
The CBD powder is another aspect of what chill powder can bring.
Exactly.
And all the medicinal aspects and benefits of CBD powder transfer directly into the chill powder. And once again, it can be absorbed anywhere, any place, and we feel the discretion factor, the fact that you can use it anywhere. You can use it in the office. You can use it in a restaurant. You can add it to your tea. You can add it to the food that's served to you in virtually any restaurant. And there you've got your edible and your medicine. And we just think that that's a great thing.
Well, we have one more minute. So take it away.
So let me just tell you, we're Nevada Powders. And if you see, what you're going to see is co-branding, and you're going to see Daddy Mac's Chill Powder on the side of it.
Oh, I love that.
And if you see Daddy Mac's Chill Powder, you know it's our product. Maybe, you know, it'll be co-branded with whatever the type of oil that
we're
using.
Are you in anywhere yet? I mean, has this been launched?
We just launched as of Monday. We're not there yet.
Yay.
We're just starting up, and we've got a few prospects, but we're not on the shelf.
Fabulous. You guys,
soon,
I love it.
As of Monday we opened, I'd like to say we're grateful for you having us on the show.
We'll do it again.
We're grateful for our relationship with Stephen Mack.
Stephen, so I'm so glad to meet you. I'm so glad that you know these two. Beth, I love you. It's so nice to see you again. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.
Shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. I was so high, I really thought the show was over, and I said my tagline, it's time to blow this joint, and we're back, and I blew another joint, so I'm really in good shape. Anyway,
Patty, why are you in such good shape?
What does that mean?
Did you enjoy the chill powder?
Oh, my God. I'm so chill right now, but I'm not really. There's so many things I want to say, but it's not my turn. Anyway, this is what the chill powder was so fabulous. I can't even tell you. It was better than smoking a joint. And I thought flower was the only thing for me.
Yes, yes. We also believe that we're flower people. We've said it before on the radio that we prefer flowers over everything else.
And you have, wait a minute, you don't have bad breath.
Mm-mm.
You don't have stuff hurting in your throat or chest or anything.
No, you can go anywhere.
Unbelievable.
In Vegas, we've been to beautiful restaurants. And medicate after dessert. Just we put it in honey at a wonderful restaurant, watching the fountains.
Oh my gosh.
And stirred right there. And then from the other side, we did the same thing. Very discreet and beautiful.
You don't have to be discreet. It looks like sugar. They think you're putting sugar in your coffee, right?
Exactly,
right,
exactly. And we do the process. We go into a production company and we use their oil and leave them with their powder, right? So we can't really tell them how to package it, but we've got some ideas on packaging.
Okay,
and one of them is putting them into like a crystal
okay.
light type package or a sugar package. I think that's a perfect way to dispense it. If you measure, you know, what's in one of those packets, it's about a third of a teaspoon. So it's the perfect vehicle to do that. Yeah.
Was there a specific reason why you created this?
Yes. I created it for Stuart. He has broken coccyx, his thoracic.
Wait a minute. He has a broken cock?
No. Don't even get me started on that, man. It goes on forever. Anyway, his back is messed up from head
Thank
to toe.
Thank you for clarifying that.
And I made it for him. I kept thinking, what else can be done? So I made it for him, and not realizing it's good for his back, it gives him relief. For me, I'm from Flint, Michigan, and
yeah,
I,
what more can we say?
Yes, yes,
really.
And there sometimes I get nauseous immediately, and I have to take medication from that. Not just being with all of you, by the way. In any case, once I take that and put that under my tongue, my whole system settles down. We also know of a person who has Crohn's disease, and she has benefited from it. It has staved off some hard times before she could get to her physician. So we know that it's it's good medicinally for it.
Now, you formed a relationship with Dr. Jeff Raber in California, and you wanted to...
I'm going to do that shout
him,
out.
You have to have him try this because he has a PhD. Oh, he has,
and his team has because I gave
what
it
did
to.
He say?
We were at Terp Fest in Seattle. Right? He got that, and we gave him samples, and we was so happy to see him because Ethan Russo was talking, and it was marvelous. In any case, so Jeff again, we missed each other at MJ BizCon in November. But his sales manager has it as well, and that's a shout out to Glenn McCarthy. These guys are fabricators like we are. They produce the best oil ever.
Wait a minute, Jeff's my boyfriend.
He's brilliant.
Even
boyfriend.
When he was married, no, he's not really. But when he's on, I love him so much.
We love
he's
you, such, Jeff. We love you,
him.
Jeff.
He's such a good guy. Mm-hmm. He's a sweetheart. He really is.
He's just great. And you guys are too. Don't get us wrong.
No, right.
We think you're all handsome
right,
in this
right,
room.
Right, right, right.
But Jeff Rolls, you know, he's brilliant. He's got
brilliant.
It all.
Brilliant.
Yes.
I mean, he's just
yes.
brilliant.
And we know you're listening because if not, you know we're going to send you the link.
I'll call him and tell him to listen. Anyway.
I already did.
Okay.
Via
plan. Okay. So what else? What else can we tell about this fabulous chill powder?
Well, we can tell him to go to the websites. So there is... www.nevadapowders.com.
That's plural.
Correct. Nevada Powders. And if you go there, you'll be able to eventually, as soon as we're on the shelf somewhere, you'll know it because we'll list it.
I have a question.
And there's info@nevadapowders.com for any inquiries.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you sell it online?
THC, we cannot. However,
I mean,
CBD products.
Even?
Even correct. Not even in the state. You can't do it. So it has to be on the shelf somewhere at one of the dispensaries.
Okay.
Which we hope to be sooner than later. The other part of it is when we do the CBD side of it and we do hemp CBD, we can sell it online. We can sell
I
it.
Have
in
the
fact,
pro-
we
have
sell
a
it as waters and
yeah,
there's
everything.
Some sex products coming out and all
oh,
kinds
honey,
of great stuff that our powders.
I have all the samples of sex products.
And
they've been on my show.
They don't know about the previous shows and that and
Dr.
what we
Beth,
used to do.
Dr. Beth. She had a sex show. We sex and cannabis. We had so much fun. We laughed our asses off. It was great. Anyway.
And if you want to learn more just about the chill powders, you can go to chillpowder.com. That's their site. Then I own the license from them. So www.nevadapowders.com. Yeah, and that's for anybody that's actually anywhere.
Anything else that you guys want to say?
We just appreciate being here.
I love it.
You guys
thank
are
you.
Great. Come
thank
see
you
us.
For having us.
Oh, thank
you for having
you.
Us.
I'm so Owen. Glad.
And we're so glad we're on Renegade Radio.
Yes, we're on Renegade Talk Radio.
Wow.
And
it's
now
an honor.
It's really time to blow this joint.